and just record it. And those that was not here, we will inform them by recorded message, and we will let them know when our next meeting will be, because we do have a lot on the table, and it's time for us to get started.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. McCormick.
Mr. Howard. Yes, sir.
I was just saying, go ahead and reiterate that that number will be the same, call in and access code every time, so people won't have to be wandering around.
Awesome. The call-in number for our conference calls each, we try to do these calls every 3 months. And since this is our annual call, the call-in number will remain the same, along with the access code. The call-in number is 425-436-6369. The access code is 849-2228.
All right.
Okay, Brother Howard, I'm going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we'll be ready to get down to business.
Okay, thank you.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our life and sparing our life to see another year and all your goodness and mercy and benefits, Lord. We pray that we have a successful year. We pray that we have a year that we can reclaim the victory. Father God, we pray right now for the oppression and the recession and all the things that our country is going through. Lord, we pray that you put a covering around us and cover us with your love and keep us in your tender care. Father God, we pray that economic and social justice will not be in vain, that our cause, our goal, and the mercies of God will be with us as we go through this year. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray for those that has family members that has gone on home because of COVID-19. Father God, we pray, Lord, for those that are still with us, Lord, that you continue to see us through this storm. But Lord, sometimes it's like a storm in the middle of a storm. But Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you just take us through. Lord, we pray for our members of this great organization, the National Association of Black Defenders. Lord, that you guide our hearts and our minds to the higher calling. Lord, that you keep us, Lord, in the right role, in the right atmosphere of doing your will. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you take care of us and take care of the organization. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, then. We're going to open up this morning. Brother Howard, do you want to moderate today?
I just want to start off with saying that this is our first meeting of the year, like you said, and that I have ready to go the National Association of Black Defenders yearly plan already in front of me, and I hope it's in, each one of you have it in front of you, and that whatever you bring to the table for the meeting that we implement it and move forward. I'm ready to go to work, and we start off with you, Dr. McCarvey, and then you introduce the next person coming on, which is be Ms. Twyler. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, board members, I want to say that this is going to be an exciting year. We have a lot of things on the table. First of all, I want to tell you this right here. We do have 7 standing board members. All 7 might not be on the call with us this morning. We had several, not only deaths, but several incidents that caused them not to be on the call. Some had other work duties that they had to take care of. And being that it's the first Monday of the year, I'm quite sure it's going to be a busy Monday. You know, we're already seeing some things in the news with the President of the United States making it a busy Monday. So we want to move right on to our old business. our old business is in review. Our old business is basically we have three things on our website that has to be fixed this morning. I already talked to Jeremy, and his team is supposed to be on it. If you go to the National Association of Black Defenders website, the membership form is not complete. The membership form is not complete. We want to complete the membership form. And I've talked to Jeremy and his team already in IT. They are completing and finishing up that membership form as we speak. They are completing and finishing up the membership form as we speak. And I will, after the call, go back and check that site again. While we're talking about membership, and this is old business as well, we are still asking that not only the executive board, but also our members of the organization pay their annual membership fees today. This is the first of the year. Let's crank it up. Pay our membership fees today so we can keep the organization rolling, so we can keep paying bills, and so we can keep our programs going. You know, so I'm excited about that, doing that, because that's going to help promote and prompt our programs. We got to fund our programs, you know, so that's very important. By way of old business, again, we did submit the Peace Development Fund grant to the Peace Development Fund. It was only for $5,000, but, and I say it like this, if it's just $1 that someone gives us, we're thankful. If it's $100, we're thankful. If it's $5,000, you know, for our cause, for our purpose, we are very grateful. And that's by means and ways of our gratitude of letting the people know and letting the public know that we're grateful for whatever they do for the organization, for our worthwhile cause. You know, so this is very important. During this briefing this morning, there will be a financial report and financial statement from me. And also, we'll be able to let us know where we're at, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. That's the most important things about board meeting. You need to know where you're at, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. You know, so just want to give us a highlight from that. And that way is old business. All that's old business, you know, before I even bring in the new business. And when I get ready to bring in the new business, Mr. Howard, Freddie Howard, is going to give us our calendar for the year and our goals for the year, because we have some things on paper that's going to take us into the year and throughout the year. So that's the most important thing about that, that he's a very organized young man. And he put things in the right perspective. And that's what this organization has needed for a while. I am grateful and thankful that we have possibly an admin assistant that will be coming on to help the organization and probably starting tomorrow. And that will be good for us, because this is a lot of work that has to be done for more than one person, for more than two people, for more than three people. You know, we are a team, you know, because I always remember the old slogan, teamwork makes the dream work. So we are a team, and we also have like to give accountability where accountability is due. Now, at this particular time, we're going to bring you in the forecast of the new business. And I'm going to ask Brother Howard, if you don't mind, going over that, the forecast calendar for the year 2021 and some of the forecast events that's on the calendar for 2021. And then I'm going to come back with you with some main business that the organization need to handle and see that it's being handled at this particular time. Mr. Freddie Howard.
Thank you, Dr. McCorvey. Again, welcome, Ms. Twyla, Dr. McCorver, and all of those that will be joining later. Thanks for the great conversation and our work plan on the 2021 calendar for that year, for the year 2021, for the National Association of Black Defenders Incorporated. The calendar will be broken up into four quarters, 3 months each. The first work schedule for the month will be January, February, March, then April, May, June, then July, August, September, October, November, December. That way the calendar will be broke up in three quarterly. We added two items that were not included in the calendar. That was Miss Edna Gout's schedule. She will begin in the weeks coming to begin her broadcast dealing with the issues of prison reform and things like that, and life after prison, getting jobs after you get out, different stuff like that. That's where she will begin that in the weeks to come. Also, we did not add which was covered in the final item, which was I went down to four on my notes. Which was in November, December, and January. October, November, and December, and it was that Miss Murphy would be the facilitator, and Dr. McCorver would be with her in regards to veteran discrimination and in the forms of discrimination and the violations and things like that involving veterans and all the information in regards to veterans. Okay, let me go back up to the top page now. Okay. For the month of January, February, March, I'll try to be brief and I'll be quick, but it's all recorded here, and y'all should already have it in front of you. This will be dealing with Human Rights versus Civil Rights Conference. It will be the first one will begin January 11th. January 11th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this will be a conference planning call talking about the issues of human rights versus civil rights. This will take place, first one in January the 11th. The next one will be January the 25th. The next one will be February the 15th. The next one will be March the 1st. And then the final conference for the year will be March the 28th, 29th, 30th, and the 31st. And from what city that would come from, it would probably be the same place that we are now. But that will be a culmination of the issues of human rights versus civil rights. It will culminate in the overall conference with calls coming in from all over the world, wherever they're coming from, dealing with the issues of human rights versus civil rights. At that conference, there will be special presenters, Dr. McCorvey, Dr. Clayton Howard, who is head of human rights for the National Association of Black Defenders, and other special guests dealing with human rights. I'm hopeful that I can bring on some people as well. But anyway, Dr. Mike Carver.
Mr. Freddie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you mentioned that because I did contact Rose and Hank Sanders this morning in Selma.
Okay.
And Hank told me to tell you hello. Yeah. And to put him down for that conference as well.
All right. Okay. I got it. Let me make my notes right here, even though it's on the recording. Hank Sanders. Okay. Let's go to the next one outline, which will be the first one is what that we did was January, February, March. Don't be too repetitive. The next one will be April, May, and June. This will be dealing with the issues of I got it here now. Government certification and contracts. That's for trucking, whatever type of business you want to, grants. In other words, it's dealing with people that want to become a certified transporting person for trucking, tracking, and if you want to haul for the government, this will be dealing with getting you certified. The first class will be April the 5th. The next class will be May the 3rd. And the last one will be June the 7th. Then on June the 28th, 29th, and 30th, all of those people that do attend the class on government contract certification on the June 28th, 29th, and the 30th, hopefully those people can be certified and their certificates, their numbers, whatever they are qualified for and have got done in the class, they will become certified. Could you make a comment on that, Dr. McCorver?
Yes, sir.
government track contract certification.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And if you have a small business, regardless of the size of the business, we want to get you certified so you can have a CAGE number and you can start working toward your contracts and how to bid on these contracts and what to look for in these contracts. Very important. I've been a certified federal contractor now. I'm going on almost 10 or 12 years, and it has really helped. And just, I think when I first got started on in my program, this white guy took me by the hand and said, look, give me $3,000 to $4,000 and I'm going to get you a CAGE number. I didn't know at the time. I didn't know, you know, so I paid the $3,500 to him. And I still had to filter out a lot of information from me and from my company, from my website. So it was like I'm doing my own program, paying somebody else to help me do my program. So we developed a program a whole lot better than that, and that you can actually get this, you know, and you don't have to look for all that cost, man. So we streamlined it. I went back through it. I got a questionnaire myself that I used to help people get qualified, you know. So once you get qualified, you can actually bid on these federal contracts. I think one of the biggest things, and I'm going to move on because we got a lot to discuss today. One of the biggest things in the black community that we have that fear factor, you know, oh, they're going to give it to who they want to give it to anyhow. Oh, I can't do this. This is too much for me. You know, once we got to get over that fear factor that we can't do something, that's number one, you know. And we got to get out of that mindset that they're going to give it to who they want to have it anyway, you know. If you have a group that's willing to, someone is willing to work with you and willing to put your program and work together, you work with that individual. Just don't throw your hands up and give up, you know. So that's what happens to a lot of our small businesses in Black America. We just throw our hands up and say, okay, I give up. I'm not going to go through this process, you know. But this type of contracting is for trucking. In any small business, you can become a vendor with the VA. You can become a vendor with the Department of Defense. You can become a vendor with any military installation or program. So it doesn't have anything to do with nothing but you applying yourself. That's all it is. You have to apply yourself for these contracts. Go ahead, Brother Howard.
All right, let's get back to the second quarter that we were talking about, which Dr. McCoy just got through finishing. That's how to get certified for our government contracts and all that in detail. Now, the third quarter, which will be the months of July, August, and September, we'll be dealing with radio conference, teaching about NADA, the story of NADA, the broadcasting. We'll be putting together radio spots that will be running from this time period on. 30-second spot, 60-second spot, 90-second spot, and that's where every organization that we're dealing with and each board member and the area that they're responsible for, they will have a quick-cut ad for their department. And those ads will run continuously on whenever we're doing a broadcast like this, whenever we upload anything, any broadcast we do, them ads are going to be running. Plus, we'll be leaving links all over Facebook, YouTube, everywhere that you can go about the National Association of Black Defenders 30-second, 90-second spots. All right. Okay, then let's go to the, that was the third quarter. This is the fourth quarter. This will be dealing with the VA and all about the VA. How do you get answers to your questions, how you get a VA book on how you, what you qualified for, signing up, the behind the schedule, all the situations involving the VA. That's the fourth quarter. And to recapture real quick, the fourth quarter, we'll be dealing with the VA. All right. The third quarter, we're dealing with radio broadcasting and media and all of the aspects of the media of the of this organization and our spots. Make sure they are up to date and current and all the things that we cover, spots about everything that we do, okay? The second quarter, we'll be dealing with government contracts and being getting certified as a government contractor. That is a powerful inroad for black community folks that drive truckers and have businesses. And then the first quarter, which will begin January 11th, human rights versus civil rights. That's from January, February, March. And I hope you make note of the two I made early in regard to Ms. Edna Gouch, her program, and the final report, not final report, but periodically the VA. That's it for me, Dr. McCorvey.
Okay, let's go in. Ms. Twyla Jackson, you still there?
I am.
Awesome, awesome. Let's go into intermediate business. And I want to, since we do have a forum, three people, and I want to put some things on the table that we can actually actually vote on or actually get common consent on. And I would like to do it when everybody is here, really. And I feel more comfortable when everybody is here that we can vote on some matters, because me being the president of NAB, a lot of times I do it by appointment. And I get the common consent from the person I'm doing the appointment with, especially when we don't have a full meeting. So I can, and I have the power, according to Robert Rules of Order, to do by appointment. So this morning, I'm going to make some suggestions, and we can either vote on them, and I'll let the others know, or I can do it by common consent or appointment, according to Robert Rules of Order. We have a financial report coming from NAB. NAB has a small budget right now of $3,027.16. $3,027.16. And this was from the year from January of last year. COVID stopped a lot of our donations coming in for our cause because of COVID-19. And I am writing grants now for the program. I just finished writing one for the Peace Development Fund, and I have submitted it. It's for $5,000. This is a projection here now, okay? The other one was actual, and this is projection. $5,000, and that is to, we need that for our community organizing program and to help our young people and to facilitate our young people when it comes to understanding about community organizing and human rights and all that good stuff. We got to include, be inclusive with our young people. But so this is what that grant is all about, community organizing and being inclusive with our young, which is a very important grant. And this grant is put over, and I've already signed into it, by the Peace Development Fund. And that I got it in on the date of December 28th. The deadline was December 29th. That was a lot of last minute legwork, but we did get it in. So we want to thank God for Brother Howard and the Radiothon. The Radiothon, it was a success. It was a success, and I just thank God for that. Brother Howard, you want to give us an update from the Radiothon?
All right, thank you, Dr. McCorvey. You're going to be hearing this twice because when I went back and listened to the broadcast, that was about 2 or 3 minutes of total silence. I didn't have my mic on, and then I went back and recaptured what I was supposed to say when the mic was off. But anyway, you will hear it twice, and that's maybe good either way. All right, the United Association of Black Defenders Radiothon ran for 4 days. It started December the 22nd. It started December the 22nd at 9 a.m. and went to 12 noon. And it went through December the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. And we were on for 3 hours each day, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. We had some powerful interviews and people calling in from all over the world. We had information from legal counsel dealing with housing issues, all types of issues dealing with the National Association of Black Defenders Radiothon. This was our first event. Also, when you go to the website, for the National Association of Black Defenders, the first thing that you see is going to be a drop-down menu. That will be a sign-up block. There will be a donate block. And then it will say National Association of Black Defenders Incorporated Radiothon, December 22nd, 9 p.m. December 25th to 12 p.m. That should be 9 a.m. It starts 8 a.m. in the morning time. Then you go down to a make a donation. That will take you to our website for December the 22nd. And it will come on with Black Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go back and continue. The next item will be a guest call in, where you can call in and talk to us here at 202-852-4816, 561-236. 2024. You can email us at any problems, any situation you got with making a donation, finding out information about NAB at NABDRA and NAB Radio Thon at gmail.com. And that email address is NABDRADIOTHONE@gmail.com. Or you can email Dr. McCorvey at nabd@lobbies.com. And the sitemap as well is also on there. So you can find out anything that you want to about the National Association of Black Defenders in the Radiothon. Your donations will help the National Association of Black Defenders Incorporated with our mission of building a better society through social change. And here's a key element of that. The National Association of Black Defenders Radiothon is a 501c tax-exempt organization. I went over the time that was allotted for it, so I'm just going to go back to what was left when I left off there. Okay, thank you. The only thing that is left on there that is not correct, and what he was correcting, is that if you want to become a member. And I believe that's it so far as my report for the Radiothon.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Brother Howard. And now, again, we want to talk about the membership and the new business that comes along with membership. That there will be a membership platform, and we want to take out just one day, Miss Merkin and Mr. Howard, and just take out one day, 30 minutes, not a whole hour, 30 minutes one day, just to make sure that our membership platform is in order with our bylaws and what we stand for, so everybody can be on the same page. That's so very important that everybody is on the same page. And that membership platform is so important because if you become a member of something, that means you need to know what your membership dues are, which we have already voted on the first of the year to be $50 annual for the year, and for adults, and $25 for you. Now, that's for the whole year. And then in that platform that we have, it will tell you exactly what you're getting for your membership, what you're getting from for your membership. So we're going to do some work on this, and also we're going to add to this as the week go by. But that's so important, you know, to let people, okay, well, I'm joining this organization, but what do I get for my membership? Well, number one, you have a strong voice, not only in our nation's capital, but in your local government. And wherever there's a chapter, wherever there's a voice, NAB will be that strong voice for you in your community, in your state. because this is important. People need to know that they have a strong voice speaking for them. We have legal counsel. Legal counsel. You won't be charged like the high cost of legal fees, but you'll be charged according to being a member of NAB. You'll be charged according to being a member of NAB. We have attorneys that come on our live broadcast on almost a daily basis now, and they're going to be talking about different issues within the community. So we want to make sure that our people get the best of the best when it comes to legal representation, legal advocacy, when it comes to a legal platform. We want to also make sure that in this membership, if, say, for instance, if one of our members need to have some information on affordable housing, they need something to, one of our members need information for the VA. So one of our members needs some information on human rights. We are that advocacy group that they can come to and get the help or the assistance that they need in every given situation.
Dr. McCoy, I forgot to mention on that last item down there with you, if you click on it where it says make donation, it would take you to the website and the four-day broadcast. You can listen to any day that you want to, day one, day two, day three, day four. That's what that last make donation is. It gives you the recaption where you can listen to the four-day broadcast. It's a 12-hour duration, so you can miss it to any 3 hours that you want to at any time that you want to.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to mention also that I haven't got my newsletter out yet for the for NAB. We're going to start doing a monthly newsletter. And Brother Howard, please note this as a new business, because I haven't mentioned it. Is our monthly newsletter, that will be in by way of in what we call an e-newsletter, and then because nothing is everything digital now, so we're going to do an e-newsletter. Now, I want to kind of get to the right here for a minute, Miss Merkin. Ms. Twyla Jackson Merkin, we want to bring you in now so you can give us a highlight. And then, we got about 10 more minutes. We want you to give a highlight, and also we want you to understand this is only us three, I believe, Brother Freddie, Ms. Twyla Jackson Merkin, and I'm going to make this recommendation before the board that all of our minutes and all of our exertion to the board today will be accepted, and that it will be known by the voice of, can I get a recommendation?
We recommend it. Common consent. I recommend that Dr. McCorvey's statement be written into record and that these minutes be approved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
It has been motioned and second that the recommendation for today's meeting will be accepted and approved by the standing board. And if there's any other, is that someone else coming on? Anything else that we will discuss? The only other thing that we will discuss today is duties of each officer of the executive board. What I'm going to do is get with Mr. Howard this week, and we're going to put on paper, Ms. Merkin, the duties of each officer of the executive board. That's so important that everyone knows their position as a board member, and everyone knows that board members are also supposed to be members. So everyone needs to know their position, what we're all about and everything. We can go forward like that. Well, I left out one piece of information that's old business from last year, and that is chapters. We want to set up this year at least 5 chapters per month. At least 5 chapters per month. So that's what we want to, that's a goal now. I didn't say we can do that. I said that's a goal for us to have this year, is to set up at least 5 chapters per month. So we want to set that down as a goal. And we want to make sure that that goal can be reached. So in the climax of this meeting, I want to ask Miss, if she's still on. I know she had another meeting too. Miss American, are you still on?
I am.
Awesome. Do you have? I know you're on another meeting too. But can you give us just a few comments before we move forward?
Good morning and Happy New Year to you gentlemen, and for any of those
Happy New Year.
Play to the replay once it's distributed to the membership. First, I'm honored to be a part of this wonderful organization, and I look forward to be a viable member in 2021. I'm looking forward to the November broadcast, and if you all need my help for the VA piece, I will work with Miss Murphy and get that done if you need anything from me. To make sure that's a viable broadcast as well. As of right now, I have a few questions, but I guess I can wait until later on when there's another work session or another meeting with all of the members included. But otherwise than that, I'm excited about the things that are getting ready to happen for 2021. And if I could be of any assistance, please let me know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. McCorvey, you had said mentioned about the financial report. You gave a brief one from the last year, but not a current up to date as to what was brought in during the radiothon.
No, I didn't. I didn't add that. What was brought in, but from the radiothon, do you have that?
Yeah, I have from down here is check that I sent to the office there in Palm Beach, and it was for it was for $200.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
amen. So I haven't been online to see anything else lately. Well, they should be popping in hopefully this week. You know, mm-hmm. I know everybody was trying to get Christmas out the way and New Year's out the way and deal with other formal matters with COVID-19. So, but we do want people to donate to the organization, and especially after we get our membership platform together and present it to the public, I believe we'll have more memberships and donations. I will be working on this with Mr. Howard this week and possibly Ms. Jackson this week, so we can cover that area as well. So I thank you for that report, Mr. Howard. That looks good.
Also, let me add this. If you want to make a donation to the organization, you send it to Dr. Michael McCorvey. That's at 13379 Key Lime, Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33412. You send it to Michael McCorvey, 13379 Key Lime Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33412.
Awesome. And for those that you know, because we're talking to the new school now, you know, they like to do the digital way of doing things. Those that want to do it digital, our donate page does work. And you can do it digital. Just go to our donate page, and whether it's $3 or $3,000, go to our digital donate page, and you can send it that way also. Just go to our website, the NAB website, www.na-bd.org. That's N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, dash B as in boy, D as in David, .org. And you, and go down to where it says donate. Hit that donate button, and it will take you to the donate page, and you can donate from $3 up to, if you want to donate $1,000, that's fine, you know. So because our need is there, and our purpose and cause is there, so we're excited about that. And please, by all means, share the website, share the information, share our blog, our National Radio Syndicate blogs by Mr. Freddie Howard that's on there right now. And we're bringing it, we're pumping it, and we got a lot of issues on the table this year. So I'll make sure. Oh, yeah. We are putting together a task force, and we're going to, me and Brother Howard want to put this together and make it tight before we present it to the public. But I do want to share this with you. This is by way of, by means of new business. We are putting together a task force, and I will have more information from that later on this week. So I want to make mention of that. And if there be anyone with any questions, you all have the email, nabd@lobbyist.com. That's nabd@lobbyist.com. Give the other one, Brother Howard.
The other address for is national. It's NABDA Radiothon. @gmail.com. NABDRADIOTHONE @gmail.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you all for being a part of this program. It's going to be a blessed year for us. We're going to do some things. We're going to help some people. I emphasize that again. We're going to help some people. And we're going to get the mission accomplished this year. And I thank God for that, being able to do so. And, you know, we want to close out with a word of prayer. And is also, if you all have that? A question.
Is that somebody joining the meeting?
Yes, this is Edna. How are you all this morning?
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm glad you were able to chime in with us. I was just getting ready to close out, but stay right there. Stay right there.
Okay.
Brother Howard, and if you have to go, Miss American, if you have to go, I understand. He's going to do just a recap for us, and then we're going to have prayer, and then we'll close it out. Okay, stay on the phone when he finishes. Okay, Sister Gooch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay on the phone when he finishes.
Okay, real quick.
I will.
Okay, real quick. The recaption. The monthly schedule for the year, January, first we break it down into four quarters, 3 months each. That'll be January, February, and March. The first week will be, first conference will be dealing with human rights versus civil rights. That will begin January the 11th. The second quarter will be the months of April, May, and June. That will begin dealing with getting certified as a government contractor. The third one, we'll be dealing with the work month of August, of July, August, and September. That conference will be dealing with the elements of radio and how you get out the word about the radio and all that involves. And then the final one will be dealing with the VA and the elements of the VA and all the things about that. Ms. Merkin and Dr. McCarver would chair that. That's how it break down. The additional that were not included in there was Ms. Edna Gooch's schedule, which will begin sometime in the next week or two with a weekly broadcast dealing with issues of prison reform and different issues in regard to getting the job after you get out of prison, business present time, homosexuality, lesbian, all the subjects that she dealt with in her awesome, awesome life history. That is it in a nutshell. And then when you go to the website, the National Association of Black Defenders, the first thing you will see is a radiothon drop down. It would give you a sign up page, a donate page, then the make a donation page, And that Make a Donation last one down there will take you to the website where you can listen to all 12 hours of the radio broadcast. Once you get to the website, you go to December 22nd, December 23rd, December 24th, and December 25th. They are clearly labeled, and you can listen to any 3 hours that you want to, because it's a total of 3 hours of broadcasting. That was our first Radiothon. And we hope that everybody will begin to support and be ready for moving on and for the year of 2021. Thank you, Dr. McCord.
Okay.
Dr. McCorvey, you got the mic.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate that. And Sister Gooch, what we're going to do, we're going to pause the station notification and pray. But you stay on the line because we're going to go over some things with you real brief, like, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you have shared with us and you have given us. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, my God, it's so amazing. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that we're still here. Some were not able to see January 4th. Lord, we thank you that we're still here on the battlefield for my Lord. Father God, we thank you for Brother Freddie Howard, who's faithful toward the work. And Sister Gooch and Sister Twyla Merkin Jackson and Mr. Herman Jones and Mr. Moses Daly and others that is not even in our presence, Lord. We thank you for these brothers. Attorney Maron Tedessa, she had a court case this morning. She did text me. Lord, we thank you for these board members. We thank you for their work. We thank you for their inclusiveness. We thank you for being a part of this team. Jesus, we pray you continue to go with us throughout the year. Thank you for your mercies. In God's name, in Jesus' name, in the Holy Ghost's name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, Ms. Twyla, we thank you, and I'll be getting with you a little later. This time, I'm going to ask Ms. Augusta to remain on the line. Mr. Freddie, want to go over some things with her, upcoming program, and then we're going to get, I'll get back with you. Okay, Ms. Twyla?
That is fine. I wish everybody, first of all, again, a happy new year. And to all those
who are on
the new year, happy week, happy Monday, happy Monday morning, happy Monday afternoon, wherever everybody is.
Hey, and
for the meeting with everybody.
And these will
have
be
a great one.
Yeah, and these meeting sessions is transparency. We ain't saying nothing that can't be repeated. They will be on Mixcloud. All you have to do is go to Mixcloud, listen as long as you want to, listen to what you think you said or didn't say. But anyway, it'll be available to the public.
Okay, would you send me that link, please?
All right. I'll send you that link.
All right, then. Have a great
day. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, Ms. Gooch, it's the three of us now. Let's begin to put the rubber to the road. How you doing? Okay, first, I told you this morning, a few minutes ago, that you are totally in charge. You set the agenda. You set the subject. You set the time. This is your broadcast. And what I do as a media person, I put it together, I do research, whatever your subject is, I do research on it and dig and bring statistic information to it, but you bring the real life facts to whatever we are covering and whatever we're doing. The first broadcast is in your hands, and you tell us the date that you want to start. If you haven't got that date firm in your mind yet, you can let us know and then we'll go from there.
I'm thinking like on a Friday. I'm thinking like on a Friday. What time would be good on Friday?
Well, I would, for myself personally, Fridays, I think either a morning broadcast or a prime time 8 p.m. broadcast. The choice is yours. But once you broadcast it, it can be podcasted and downloaded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of what time you choose. But the thing of it is, you pick an hour that you can maximize your supporters that you personally know, your friends that you personally know. You pick an hour that's beneficial to them and you.
Either a Friday or a Saturday, I like to catch people when they're off from work, which probably maybe either a Friday at 8 o'clock or a Saturday, like, around 6.
Okay. Friday at 8 o'clock prime time hour or 6?
Or Saturday evening at around 6 o'clock.
Okay, all right. And whenever you get it firm in your mind which one you want to use, we'll go with that, okay? Either an 8 p.m. prime time or a 6 p.m. Saturday afternoon time. Friday, 8 prime time.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll let you know by, let's say, Wednesday.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you, Miss Gooch. In fact, I said it right 2 times already, ain't it?
Gouch, Gooch. Just remember, like Gucci, you know. Gucci.
Yeah, somebody Gooching you. Yeah, making you laugh. Yeah. Okay. Dr. McCorvey.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, and I got something else. I don't know where it's the time is right now to share it with the group, but Miss Gooch and I are working on a major project that's going to be sweeping all through the country. And we're going to be doing a lot of prison reform work and a lot of transitional home work. And we're going to hopefully share this and have it applicable so we can share it. Before our next board meeting, we'll have this assembled and put together and ready to present, Mr. Howard.
Okay.
Yes, be praying, and you know, because I'm going to call that guy today, because I had called Saturday and they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anyone available for me to go look at the building because I need a key. Somebody here needs to have a key because the guys from out of Greenbrier County is my hometown, which is 2 hours away from here in Charleston. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that he'll get someone so I can go by and look at those two churches. And if maybe if that's not it, God, there's so many places around. I want you all to get to meet one of my sisters, too, that has her own shop downtown. She's over top of a black business. What is that? Her name is Cassandra, a wonderful young lady that gives me a lot of nuggets. She actually has a business in the mall, and she actually has a van where she goes to Atlanta, different places. She takes her truck all over the world. You know, she sells a lot of clothes, jewelry. But she just, I mean, she's all about pushing African-Americans to open up businesses. So, entrepreneur, wonderful lady. Actually, I will pull her in one time to share, you know about, because she's into encouraging, you know, this generation to do the right thing so that they won't end up in prison, trying to get them on the right track. And she has something to do with black business owners.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Yeah, wonderful young lady. She has a website on Facebook and different ones. I'll share that with you once I get it all from her.
Mm-hmm. Let me add this, Dr.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Let me add this before I forget.
Yes, sir.
Conference call that we're doing now is a conference call that our organization, the Pacer Corporation, use. We used to use Zoom and the other one, but we had a lot of problem with the number of people getting on. But with this website here, it's a free website, and you make a donation. Me, I set a monthly fee that came off of my credit card this morning, and it comes off on every first of the month, the fourth, around the fourth day of the month. So if anybody want to give, you can make a donation to NAB on the NAB site. And whenever money comes into us, we can use it for whatever we need. But for now, so far as the conference calls and all this thing, I pay a monthly fee, and it just, we be on as long as we want to. We've been on now for an hour and 16 minutes.
Okay.
But do you have a Cash App too, or?
No, I just mean I don't have a Cash App myself. I would prefer that if you just make a donation to go to the webpage that we got there.
You know, maybe we should consider putting up a Cash App for the organization too. Lots of people use Cash App.
Well, Dr. McCorver, that could be in your hands.
Okay. Well, you know, Sister Gooch, since you mentioned the subject matter, let's look at that, okay? Let's look at that. And
yeah, we can make it out like cash, you know, dollar sign, NAB. And that way, and then have just a bank account specifically to go in that it will go into NAB.
I think that's I like that second one. They just have a Cash App for NAB, and whatever you donate is goes straight to NAB. The NAB,
a business account, and it go right to the account.
Right now, we do have PayPal. You know, I know y'all like to use PayPal or not, but that's what I'm using right now. It's a good source as well.
You know, Zelle. Have you ever heard of Zelle?
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one doesn't have a fee. I use that with the church that I go to, and I sew in or pay my tithes. You know, sew in that way, and it's that there's no fee attached to it.
Okay.
Okay, guys. That's it for me.
Hey, sounds great. All right. Thank you, Sister
Gooch. You're welcome.
Okay.
Right. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay, now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. It runs an hour, about 15 and 20 minutes, and I'll get it edited and up. No, I don't have to edit it because what's in is in it. I'll go back and upload it and share it to the website and share it to the Mixcloud.
Exactly.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care now. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. And that's the Association of Black Defender conference call with Ms. Edna Gooch, the executive director, Dr. Mike McCorvey, yours truly, Freddie Howard, the media person, and Ms. Twyla Jackson here on Monday, January the 4th. Take care now.